All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Catherine will take it. Thank you very much.
Coming soon, a new fragrance meant only for men with big contracts.
Yes, sir.
Get ready to get addicted.
Mathurin receives and finishes.
Addicted is the new fragrance from Benedict Mathurin.
But he makes it look easy.
Made with sandalwood and leather, Addicted is only for men with huge confidence.
I'd submit to him.
Benedict will get you addicted to this fragrance.
Bring it the house down!
With Addicted, you'll be shooting 100% from the headboard.
He's got everything in his toolbox.
He's starting to get his rhythm right now.
Addicted. Pre-order today.
Oh.
How wouldn't you want to be drafted by this franchise with promotional songs such as that? Dick Mathurin, attorney at law. I'm excited tonight, people. But one problem.
I'm holding out hope.
I know you are.
I'm holding out hope.
You're the trombone player on the Titanic. Water's up at your knees and you're playing Auld Lang Syne. You're hoping. I know I want Ivy too, but it's not going to happen.
Certain things, man, are death and taxes. Raiders, first round screw up.
Sacramento Kings,
Alavila trades.
Can I add another?
What's that?
Cap space in Detroit. Let's look at last night before we talk about the NBA draft tonight. It's important. And naturally, like everything in this town, it happened right as we were getting off the air. It's like, almost like it's
Dave
planned.
Gave Wojo something to talk about.
You know what? Here's my point. Jeremy Grant's gone. That's a good thing. But I think initially we all looked at this and went, what the F is that return? You wanted cap space that bad that you really, and many of you are going to get angry, you got nothing. A 2025 pick from the Milwaukee Bucks? Really? Oh, and a pick swap 46 to 36, so you can draft a guy who probably won't make the team. Sweet. Let us just go backwards real quick. Trade deadline, dozens of teams are in on this. I just, and I don't know if Weaver will get asked about it, but and you'll never get his answer. You would need him hooked up to, like, you know, the electric machine that Rambo was hooked up to get a real answer. But there's
like
no
meet the parents.
Yeah, but like there's no way this deal was better than what you would have gotten at the deadline. Unless, of course, you don't care.
Or maybe, and this is Mike, this happens all the time in this city. We overvalue our players.
Fair.
And the rest of the league is like, I'm sorry, you wanted how much for him?
Right.
No, you're not getting that. That goes back to the old, well, you could just trade Tayshaun Prince and a couple people for LeBron. What?
After further review, though, it's clear what it is. He didn't care. He wanted the cap space.
Yeah.
And that leads me to my next point. I hope all of you are ready because the team store is going to have these in short order. DeAndre Ayton's a Piston. Like, no, it's happening. And I want you to understand something. I can back that up because, oh, well, he's restricted, you blowhard. Exactly. One problem. Woj bomb. Last night, Phoenix is very motivated to find a signed and trade for DeAndre Ayton. Quote, they don't value him on a max deal. Close quote. You're getting DeAndre Ayton. And I'm not going to be unfair. I'm not going to turn him into gum on the bottom of the shoe. I'm not going to make fun of him. But I also, this is the issue with having cap space in Detroit. The boners in the crowd are going to stand up figuratively and literally and say he's the best free agent on the market. And I won't argue that. All I'll tell you is this is a dog bleep free agent market.
It is. Go ahead. No. I guess, Mike, he is the most one-way player out there. This is not something that Detroit is going to like because he's going to command a ton of money. He's going to come here. DeAndre Ayton is great on the floor when you're leading and you're winning. Cut to Phoenix had the best record in the league. They, I think, had only lost 11 games the entire season. They were constantly winning. So he was on the court. He's good for a double-double. He's the third or fourth option on the team, depending on certain nights. But, and you saw this in the playoffs, when they fall behind.
Fourth quarter. He goes full Tatum.
He's out of the game. He's on the bench. They go small. And they're trying to claw their way back in. If you come to Detroit, you're probably going to be behind a lot more than you're going to be ahead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Which means he's in liability. You're not going to, because all he can do is, he's not a 3-and-D type of guy. He's not shooting three-pointers. He is down low. He is old school. He is a 90s center.
He's got a little bit of an elbow jumper, a little bit from, 15 to 18. And Rico's right, guys. He only shot 17 threes last year. You can't say, well, he'll develop it. I mean, guys, no disrespect. He's been in the league years. Now, he's 23. It fits a profile.
He just looks like he's 43.
Oh, he's looked like Danny Glover since high school. But I want to know your thoughts on this, guys. I mean,
if you thought people turned on Harvey Bias, you just wait.
Well, and look, here's my view. The things I like about Ayton are, for better or for worse, he's very consistent. He'll give you 18 and 10. He's done it since day he walked in the league.
Oh, yeah.
He'll give you 18 and 10.
If you put money on it, yes, it was guaranteed money.
And I like that he's a new wave center in that he can guard multiple positions. I hate saying guys can guard 1 through 5, but I'm pretty comfortable with Ayton switching on everything. It's very valuable to have a big who can do that.
It is, but then again, I don't know. Not a lot of people can, but yeah, Giannis proved that
he
wasn't ready.
Rico, certain guys.
And then that's how it's it.
Certain guys are unguardable.
Yeah, Giannis is going to do that to a lot of people.
Marcus Smart was the defensive player of the year. Cutscene. Curry grabbing his nuts. So, certain guys are cheat codes. Guys, Grant's gone. Troy Weaver's openly telling you, F the return, I want the cap space. Why did you get such a paltry return? Because you didn't take any corpses back. You got full freight cap space. Now the Pistons are equipped to do a sign and trade. And make no mistake, it's going to cost you more money, but it can help you in this regard. The sign and trade is going to require that you send some garbage back. Now, you'll have to send a little something decent, but you can probably wave goodbye to Kelly Olynyk and a dead contract. Phoenix is going to have to take it. Why? Because if you don't take our deal, you don't get a deal. And DeAndre walks for free. And remember, Pistons were in this position a long, long time ago with Grant Hill. And Joe Dumars asked the Magic for John Amici. And they said no. You're going to take this lovely young man with elbow pads and a fro.
Yeah.
His name was Ben Wallace.
Yeah, Amici turned it down.
One of the great signing trades in history.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, DeAndre Ayton's your target. Now, you can bring up Miles Bridges, do whatever you like. I don't think it's happening. Charlotte is going to get rid of Gordon Hayward. They're going to attach picks to do it so they can max Miles Bridges.
Yeah. Now, I'm trying to think, who else do you give up for this sign and trade? Because, unless you're going to give up Bagley and or Killian Hayes.
Got to keep your eye on it. I don't know. Rico,
no.
I don't know.
No, I get what you're saying.
It's
but
just, I need to know from people before we enter the draft tonight, A, your thoughts on the Grant trade and the idea of cap space being prioritized over assets. You know, it was 10 minutes ago we were talking about Grant for the number 7 pick this year. Make no mistake, you got things back that may never help you.
When David said that they made a trade with Portland, I think both of you and I were like, they did it. This SOB actually did it. He traded for the number 7. He traded for a first round pick in 2025. So, yeah, with the cap space, with the amount of free agents out there, either there's guys that you just you don't want. You can have them, but you don't want them, or they're most of the good ones are restricted.
You're getting DeAndre Ayton. All right, just
get unless you're going to throw the house at Jalen Brunson.
You're getting DeAndre Ayton. Just get your city jersey. Enjoy it.
I am trying to tell Troy, do not do this.
It's not happening. You're getting him.
I know.
And my fear is it's also going to result in Keegan Murray tonight. And then they'll sell you on a brand new front court. And then I'll just curl up on the couch and cry. But I need to hear from the people. Look, there's a way to do this. But understand where Rico and I are at with this. And I'll be very clear. DeAndre Ayton makes you better. Full stop. But I'm looking long view. You can't win a title if Ayton's your best player. You can't win a title if he's your second best player. And here's where it gets dicey. We've already seen a team lose a championship, lose in the finals, with him as your third best guy. And I know what you're going to say, but Mike, we have nobody. Let's say Cade ends up a superstar, a supermax player. Great. Ayton's your second best guy. Bay's your third best guy. How is that going to work? Now, again, I know you got to walk before you can run. I know that this isn't L.A. It's not Miami. Right. It's not Brooklyn.
Right, but can that big three knock out Boston?
No.
Philly, Miami.
Philly, yes. No to the other ones. And again, remember, there has to be development. Bay has to take another step forward. Cade has to take a large leap. Who they draft this year. I think this is why, and I think Robert Tepper said it best, when you are a Detroit basketball team, there is no easy way out. There is no shortcut home. You're in a position where having the most money to buy cheap products doesn't help you. And when the real expensive products are out there, the store just tells you your credit's no good here. Because the real free agents are never coming here. So DeAndre Ayton, 23 years old, if anything, super consistent. I admit it, recency bias. I'm super bummed out where he didn't want to go back into Game 7 against Dallas and Monty Williams basically verbally kicked his ass. That scares me, man. Like, if you're a true competitor, you never refuse to go back into a game. That was bad. But I'll forgive it. He'll make you better. But I am very concerned about maxing him out, and you're going to do all of that.
He makes a good team better, Mike. This team's not ready for Ayton. They're just, if they were on the cusp, if they were your Celtics, yeah. There's no easy way out. This is a bet.
Just talk over it. I love it. This is the vibe for our offseason right here.
This is like bringing in bias to the Tigers.
You could, but you know the difference, and I don't want to go there today.
You know he's going to give you some games.
No.
But in the end,
you could have gotten the Lambo. You didn't need the little tyke's electronic car. You could have the Power Wheels. You could have had Correa. Oh, by the way, two bombs for Correa last night. His OBP is almost 400. You could have had it.
You don't want to do this. Is going to be a bad deal. This is going to be a bad deal because in the fourth quarter, he has to come out the game because he's not going to help you win. This team's going to be behind more than it's going to be ahead. That's not a knock against the Pistons. They're just getting better.
You like how Rico powered it down so he didn't say a potty word? Yeah, I heard that.
Sell him something, Mike.
248-539-9797. You know what I'm going to sell you?
What? Hope.
A strategy. A controversial strategy. What if I could make the DeAndre Ayton move sexier? And Sting will play us out. Hey, look, Rico's mic turned off automatically without him turning it off. Let me tell you, that hasn't happened before. Oh, wait, it happens every day. Fix it!
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.